The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 11th, 1977, in Hrishikesh, India.
What is the aim of the tapasya?
What is the aim of the tapasya?
The aim of the tapasya?
The goal.
To see how is the one in the many.
See the one in the many. What is that one?
The one, is this part in you and me, which is together. And the many are you and me and him and we all.
No, what is that one?
That one? It's difficult to put it into name.
He says it's difficult to put it into name.
That means you have not found that one.
Prabhupada, this is why I came to you.
You could not find that one.
Say so that's why I came to you.
That is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhu. Bhakta sarvam prabhu.
Sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam parvartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Here is the one from whom everything emanates. So why don't you worship him? Is there any purpose?
Yes. Purport. A learned scholar who has studied the Vedas perfectly and has information from authorities like Lord Chaitanya, and who knows how to apply these teachings, can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything in both the material and spiritual worlds. And because he knows this perfectly, he becomes firmly fixed in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. He can never be deviated by any amount of nonsensical commentaries or by fools. All Vedic literature agrees that Krishna is the source of Brahma, Shiva, and all other demigods. In the Atharva Veda it is said, Yo Brahmanam Vidati Purvan Yo Vai Vidamscha Gapayanti Sma Krishna. It was Krishna who in the beginning instructed Brahma in Vedic knowledge, and who disseminated Vedic knowledge in the past. Then again it is said, Ata purusho havai narayano kamayat praja shreyat iti upakramya. Then the Supreme Personality Narayan desired to create living entities. Again it is said, Narayanat brahma jayate Narayanad Prajapati Prajayate, Narayanad Indra Ujayate, Narayanad Asto Vashava Ujayante, Narayanad Ekadashad Rudra Jayante, Narayanad Dvadashaditya. From Narayan, Brahma is born, and from Narayan, the patriarchs are also born. From Narayan, Indra is born. From Narayan, the 8 Vasus are born. From Narayan, the 11 Rudras are born. From Narayan, the 12 Adityas are born. It is said in the same Vedas, Brahmanyo Devaki Putra, the son of Devaki, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality. Then it is said, in the beginning of the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality, Narayan. There was no Brahma, no Shiva, no fire, no moon, no stars in the sky, no sun. There was only Krishna, who creates all and enjoys all. In the many Puranas it is said that Lord Shiva was born from the highest, the Supreme Lord Krishna. And the Vedas say that it is the Supreme Lord, the creator of Brahma and Shiva, who is to be worshipped. In the Moksha Dharma, Krishna also says, Pajapatim charudram chapi ahameva svi jami vaitau himam na vijanito mama maya vimohito. The patriarchs, Shiva and others are created by me, though they do not know that they are created by me, because they are deluded by my illusory energy. In the Varaha Purana, it is also said, Narayana paro devas tasmad jatas chaturamukaha tasmad rudro bhavad deva sacha sarvajnatam gataha. Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and from him Brahma was born, and from Shiva, and from whom Shiva was born. Lord Krishna is the source of all generations, and he is called the most efficient cause of everything. He says that because everything is born of me, I am the original source of it all. Everything is under me. No one is above me. There is no supreme controller other than Krishna. One who understands Krishna in such a way from a bona fide spiritual master and from Vedic literature, who engages all his energy in Krishna consciousness, becomes a truly learned man. In comparison to him, all others who do not know Krishna properly are but fools. Only a fool would consider Krishna to be an ordinary man. A Krishna conscious person should not be bewildered by fools. He should avoid all unauthorized commentaries and interpretations on Bhagavad Gita and proceed in Krishna consciousness with determination and firmness.
Oh, here is the one. To your text, sir. We are finding out the one. Probably. So here is the one. Aham Madhiri Devana Matta Sarman Purvartan Kuchi Matyavana Gurava. You have got objection? You accept Krishna, the Supreme One.
What is your answer, Prabhupada?
Why didn't you accept it?
Thank you.
Vedic evidences. He is supreme.
Says that he is the Almighty. What is your opinion?
Where he says?
The Bible. I am the God. Come.
He says?
No, he never says that.
He never says that.
I am the Son of God.
He
says, my Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He never says, my kingdom come, my will.
Because I sit at the right hand of God.
Father, we are one, he said. To the people, he said, the Father in the heaven, and to his disciples, he said, the Father is in me. The Father is in me, I am one with the Father. I am not real, but the Father in me, he is doing everything. I am doing nothing. He always refused. Somebody touches feet, he said, don't tell me that for my Father and me.
You chant every morning, Shastad Hari, in our
no, bona fide person will say that I am God. As soon as one says that I am God, he is a rasta. Me. God is not so cheap. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said. He said, when sarventam, gopi vakti padapamaru, dasanudas, 100 times down. And that is real identity. And as soon as a person says, I am God, then he is imagined. He is part of God, that is God.
Can we find the one in our can we find the one in ourselves, our self?
Can we find the
one in ourselves, our self?
He says, can we find the one in ourselves?
Yes, he said, we say, Pishala Sarvabhutana Nirdesha Arjuna Krishna. That one God is there within your heart. Very deliberate. That is that in Bhagavad Gita. Ishara Sarvabhutana, all living entities, not only you, me, cats, dogs, everyone, even ants. Annantarasang paramanusayam prajnam. He is within the atom of this. But there is no denying, he is everywhere. Ekappa saurachavatam jagadanna ko jatshakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarasang paramanusayam govindamadisho. Ishara is the supreme, is living with you, a super soul. So there is no doubt about it. You are also within the body, and he is also within the body. Find out this mask. Pittangan sabhi manga vidhi sarva kittresu bhāra. Pittakattar dhyāna. You are individual, so and he is also living as individual soul. But Sarva Khetra is living everywhere. You are living within your body. That is the difference.
Then how can we realize the omnipresence of the world?
How can we realize the omnipresence?
You have to realize some authorized scripture, not whimsically. Just like this boy asked God, Christ says like that, without any authority. Without reading, without understanding, he says. So you have to take no authority. Without authorized statement, don't say anything. It is foolish. Sabda Pramanam. Just like a good lawyer in the court, when he says something, immediately he quotes the law. Section number says, clause number says, and that is all. Not that who is the guy, I think this. That is not the problem. Yathanam Yathanam Gantrami Mahanabhim Sarva Satin Chakra.
Shatragnam Chapimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetra Ishu Bharata Shatra Shatra Nayo Jnanam Yattach Jnana Matam Mama.
Before that,
Kshetramiti apadhiyate
idam
sariram kaunteya Kshetramiti apadhiyate etat yovetitam prahu Kshetragna iti tadvidaha. Arjuna said, O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, Purusha, and the field, and the knower of the field, and of knowledge, and the end of knowledge. The Blessed Lord then said, this body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field.
That's like every one of us. I know you know, and this is my body, this is my finger, this is my leg. And the body is called Kshetra. We have been allotted a Kshetra, just like the government distributes the land to a certain person. If this is your land, you till it and grow your food, 30 vigas or something like that. His body is like that. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Diddesha Vrunatishtha. He is there within the body. And he is giving us this kit. Brahman Sarvabhutani. Jantra Arurani. So, I have got this body, you have got that body, the dog has got body, the cat has got body. He is everywhere. According to his karma, desire, he gets body. And he was, therefore the body is the khetra, the field, and the individual soul is the water. So he is working and getting the fruit in desert. But at the same time, God is also the thing. He is everywhere. I am not everywhere. I am only in this world. You understand? And that is the difference between God and me. I cannot say what you are now thinking. Now, or you cannot say what I am thinking. But God knows what you are thinking and what I am thinking, but He is thinking. That is the difference. That is explained. Chittrangantra Bhima, He is also involved, but that is the difference between Him and you. You are limited within your body. And He is unlimited, He is everywhere. How you can become God? Everyone who says, I am God, is a fool. You cannot say what I am thinking now, or what I am suffering. You cannot say. But you can feel your suffering or feeling. And that is the difference. Clearly, clearly. Kittardam cha. Cha means also. Also means not one. Two. Kittardam cha. Three, mangabit. So, God knows what I want, and according to my desire, He is giving a certain type of body, not directly, but through His energy, material nature. Brahman Sarvabhutani. Jantra Rurani Maya. He has got so many agents, Parasya Shakti, Vividha Yvasya. Because this material nature is also one of the agents. And He knows what I desire. He is very friendly. That this living entity wants this. So give Him a body like this. So you get a body. Tathādehāntara prāpti. Vīrastatvanamuja. So you have to change the body according to our desire. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, you can go. God will give us the facility. If you want to go to the lower planetary system, He will give you. And if you want to go to Him, He'll give you. What is that verse? Janti deva prata deva, kisrin janti.
Bhutani yanti bhuta yunga.
Madhyaji no bhi janti ma. If you want to go to the devil, you can go. If you want to remain here, you can remain here. If you want to go back, to come back to God, you can go. All facilities are there. But don't lunatically say that I am God, I am everything. Don't you? Jiva is part and parcel of God. But part and parcel means the same quality, but not the same purpose. His finger is part and parcel of my body. If you cut this finger, you'll find same blood. And if you cut here, the same blood. But the finger is not the whole body. The finger is finger, and the body is body. Quality is the same. But if you thoroughly study the nature of the living being, you can have at least an idea of what is wrong. Janmadrasya-jata belongs to the whatever desires I have got, where from the desires come? It comes from God, because I am part and parcel of God. So, Janmadrasya-jata, I am born a person. So God must be a person. That is natural. Why this obstinacy? Say me.
What is your reply? Prabhupada wants you to reply then.
Reply what?
If you are searching after that one who has become many.
I don't search after that one.
You say that you are searching after that one.
I search?
Yes. You told me. Is it not?
You said that you were searching or looking for the one in many.
Acha. If I look the one in many, or if I search for the one in many.
You saw.
Tapasya is the aim to see the one.
Yes,
in many. Not yes. To search, but to see. I said to see.
Here is answer. Why don't you see Krishna?
Huh?
Why don't you see Krishna?
But I see him.
That is the one. You are looking after that one. That is true. Aham sarvasya prabhu.
Sometimes I feel as Arjuna.
But you feel, that is another thing. You can feel so many things. That is not authorized. But if you are searching after that one, that is it. And is accepted by all the authorities, acharya. And he showed his Vishwarupa, Virat Rupa, everything is there. Practically, Arjuna showed Virat Rupa. So why don't you accept? What is your objection?
I have no objection.
And why don't you accept?
No objection.
And why don't you accept?
I accept. Right when I got into Gita, I start to read it and I start to follow, I try to learn.
Yes.
I accept it completely.
Then it is all right.
I have no.
We are preaching real love.